And this is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, are participating. And our number here, 395-1450, if you'd like to give us a call this morning. We're talking to Superintendent of Schools Brian Davis. Brian, thanks for coming in again this morning.
It's my pleasure. Good morning.
And we've got a few things to talk about after having to cancel last month's school board meeting due to bad weather. You were finally able to get a meeting last night, right?
We were. Our regular March meeting was held. Yep, absolutely.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, it was pretty amazing that we had to cancel last month, and certainly what a difference a month can make in terms of our weather. But it's great to see the sun shining and our temperatures beginning to rise, although they did use the snow word again this morning, the forecast,
yes,
potentially tomorrow, but a little, just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I trust we can cope with all the snow days.
We are in the process of finalizing whether or not Holland is going to have to make up any school days relative to our weather. It's pretty complicated the way the process works. It's based on a formula from 2009-10, but regardless, we want to ensure that our students continue to receive a quality education. So we're going to be finalizing our audit piece and communicating with our families prior to spring break whether or not there's going to be a need to make up any of those days. Fortunately, we haven't had to miss as many days as some of our neighbors have had just because of our geographic location and being in the city and the way in which our city is able to respond. I really appreciate the work of our crews that are out there, the ones that we contract with specifically, and then, of course, all the city staff and all the residents who work very hard to keep their sidewalks cleared. It's important for our students who walk to school
each day. Sure. All right. Well, what's the latest with respect to what's going on in Lansing?
Well, you know, that's a great question. This time of year, as spring approaches and before our legislators go on spring recess, there's always a flurry of activity, it seems, and much of it's related to the budget itself.
Mm-hmm.
Already the governor has proposed his executive budget for the year, and we certainly appreciate the governor's continued emphasis and focus on education. And he and his budget has provided some additional funding for schools, and we certainly appreciate that. The governor continues to recognize the need to find a way to help offset the increasing costs in retirement over time, and we certainly appreciate the continued support for early childhood education. What generally now is the next step is both the House and the Senate committees, appropriation committees, meet to determine their budget. Typically, the House will present their budget first, then followed by the Senate, and then they will end up with a consensus budget that hopefully will be in place by June and an overall budget to adopt. What's happened uniquely this year is the West Michigan Talent Triangle, which is made up of school districts and business officials and businesses from Kent, Ottawa, and Muskegon County, have come together to form the West Michigan Talent Triangle. The Michigan Association of Business Officials, the Michigan Association of School Administrators, of which I'm part of, have been working to offer a compromise budget.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than specifically saying, well, this budget isn't good enough and we need more money to do X, Y, or Z, they have been specifically been able to put together an alternative budget utilizing the same resources that are available in a different way without the need to raise any taxes. And what it amounts to is being able to look at the different, they're called categorical funds that are provided at the state level. And categorical funds are very specifically earmarked resources to do very specific things. So in order to receive this allocation of money, you must do this very specific thing. If you were to manage, let's say, $1,000 a month, to make the number simple, income, and when you received your $1,000 a month, in it, it said 10% or $100 had to be used for cable television, and you had no discretion in how that $100 had to be used, you might say, well, I need the $100 to live on, but I don't want to have to use that $100 for cable television.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather use that $100 to pay off debt that I have. I'd much rather use that $100 to put in a savings account for my child's education. I need that $100 to make my mortgage payment or to pay for my higher electrical bills that I've had and heating bills during this challenging winter. I need that $100 to put new tires on my car. So it's the same kind of analogy. We're looking at the budget with the West Michigan Talent Triangle and saying there are categoricals that and resources that schools receive, but they're earmarked for very specific purposes. So sometimes you take those funds and do that piece, and sometimes you say, no, why don't we take all those funds that are available, and rather than earmarking them for specific things, still being able to provide them to the schools, and that each local school district with their board of education, who represents their community, can then decide, in essence, how they would want to spend mm-hmm. that $100. So let me just share with the budget that the governor has proposed, that both the House and Senate will be taking a look at and offering their own ideas, Holland Public stands to receive an additional $54 per kid. School funding is based upon enrollment, the number of students you have,
right,
and a per-pupil allocation. Well, under that budget, we stand to receive an additional $219,000 next school year to operate. Unfortunately, while that's a positive thing, that's not a reduction, it doesn't begin to cover the increased costs that we have in utilities. Specifically, this year we really decimated our snow removal budget
yes,
and plowing. But you have increased costs in health insurance and things like that that occur over time. Under the West Michigan Talent Triangle budget, or it's called Classroom and Kids budget proposal, it would, by reallocating those categoricals, would in essence result in Holland Public, rather than receiving $54 per kid, it would result in Holland Public receiving $291 per student, which would amount in a difference of about $1 million.
Yes.
In terms of the funding that would come into Holland Public. That would eliminate or come very close to eliminating our deficit spending that we're currently doing. And it doesn't result in any tax increases. It does provide for some better flexibility in local decision making. So we're really encouraging our local legislators here in West Michigan to take a look at this piece. Both the House and Senate Education Appropriation Committees took public testimony last week on the governor's budget recommendations, and it also allowed an opportunity for representatives from the West Michigan Talent Triangle to present their classroom and kids budget proposal and testify and present that to them. And again, as I've shared, the emphasis about that was the need to collapse these categorical funds into the foundation allowance to provide flexible spending for schools based upon the unique community's needs. You know, going back to my example of if a person has $1,000 a month to spend in their home operations, if you have greater flexibility in how you want to allocate that $1,000 in your home, whether you want cable TV or not, whether you want a cell phone or a landline, maybe you don't need either one of those pieces, and you want to put that money towards debt or future savings or retirement or so on, each home within the city of Holland might handle that $1,000 differently.
Mm-hmm.
That's the example we're giving with, or at least I'm using, with schools. The way Holland needs to allocate their resources can look considerably different than Zeeland, can look
right,
considerably different than West Ottawa or Traverse City or Manistique or Lansing. We certainly have some common pieces across the board, but there are unique challenges and needs based upon each individual community. Within the next 2 weeks, it's expected that Chairman Walker from the Senate and Chairman Rogers from the House Education Committee will release their individual budget proposals. And we have been really pleased with the reception thus far, at least for the area representatives to listen to what our counter-budget proposal
right,
has in the play. It's not a long-term solution or fix for the ways in which schools are currently funded. You know, that model changed back in 1994 on the whole impact of Proposal A, and certainly there are many that believe that it made sense at the time in the way that property values were structured and taxes were structured and the way investments were made to support some of the legacy costs of public education. But the model fundamentally doesn't work anymore, and so it needs a much larger overhaul. I don't think anyone realistically believes that that large overhaul is going to happen anytime in the immediate future. It's going to take some considerable time to be able to make those changes. In the interim, though, we have to continue to ensure that our public schools are funded in the way we need to continue that education that's needed. So lots of budget conversations. Again, very pleased with where the governor has started and the additional support that's been. We just hope that they can take a look at some of the additional options that the West Michigan Talent Triangle has offered and perhaps incorporate some of those into their planning.
And we are here with Brian Davis, Superintendent of Schools, and if you have a question for him this morning, 395-1450 is the number to call. Well, Brian, at last night's meeting, you talked a little bit about some interesting and unique student projects.
We did. Because we had to cancel our February board meeting, we were able to reschedule and recognize students representing each of our schools who participated in an essay contest. February, of course, was Black History Month, and we had several activities taking place across the district, and we had an essay contest that students were able to submit relative to the service and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And so we were able to have those students come last night, and one young lady, Jasmine Austin, I selected hers as the overall winning essay, and she shared her essay with the board last night and talked about the challenges that she has faced as a young lady, as a parent, but also as the successes as a recent graduate of VR Tech just last week. And she talked about the need to respect and love and care for one another. And sometimes when we think about service and doing, oftentimes people think about large philanthropic pieces, large givings, large pieces that might result in the creation of new entities or new things. And sometimes the care and respect and the love that we can provide to each other at the simplest level can make a big difference too. And so she really had an empowering essay that I really appreciated, and we honored her and a few other students in their essays last night. One of the things that we also did is we have a group of students who are working on the final cosmetic piece to Holland High School.
Really?
We have Dr. Principal Cafele is going to be coming in the district on April 25 and doing some professional staff development. And our administrators have been studying his work. He was in the district last year. He's written a couple of different pieces of motivating students to learn and to achieve. And one of the things that he did when he was a principal is he created these inspirational messages that he posted throughout his school. And as I read some of the work and some of the messages, and as I've watched more of his videos that he's created, and I follow him on Twitter and so on, I thought, you know, that I want to take that one step further. And so I talked about the idea with Deb Feenstra, who's a principal at Holland High, and I said, what do you think if we brought together a group of students and had them come up with quotes from past historians or past influential people or past individuals who've made a significant difference in the world or even current individuals. And we placed those and stenciled those quotes professionally throughout the hallways of Holland High. And she really liked the idea. And she made the opportunity available to teaching staff, and we had a teacher come forward, Greg Seithamel, who teaches English at Holland High and has done a lot of project-based learning, working with students across multiple platforms. He really latched onto the idea, and he brought together students across multiple classes, and they worked on this project outside of school. These students represent the different ethnicities, different religions, different socioeconomic backgrounds, different ability levels. And together they have identified quotes from people throughout history, they have are fact-checking the quotes to make sure that they are all specifically accurate, and then have identified quotes that represent the basic ethnic backgrounds of all of our students at Holland High, and very inspirational messages. So last night at the board meeting, a representative group of these students presented their quotes to the board, what these quotes mean to them, and what they hope these quotes will mean to future students as they walk through the halls of Holland High. So we are going to be, they're in the process of finalizing those, and then we will be stenciling these quotes throughout the various hallways, above different entrances and different stairwells, to be reminders of who we are and what we need to be about as learners. When we were off the air, you were joking about some of the educational institutions where you went no longer exist.
Yes, no longer exist.
You talked about Lakeview School that no longer exists. I think you said Dowagiac High School.
Dowagiac High School.
And you were joking that you hoped, was it Illinois or Indiana?
University of Illinois.
You were hoping that it didn't catch on fire and the walls burned down. And we were talking about how it's not the structure itself that contributes to the learning, but more of the learning that takes place in there. Well, we want to be able to have these inspirational messages there. And I think the fact that they are developed by students representing the richness of who we are, the culture of who we are, what makes us uniquely Holland High School, Holland Public Schools. I'm really pleased with the project. We're very pleased with the work that these students have done. And it's a way for them to leave their legacy at the halls of Holland High and hopefully inspire our future learners. So it's always great to be able to bring the voice of our students together. That's what we're here for, and that's what we're all about, and to be able to have them inspire us in what we need to do.
Right. So. Right. Okay, let's take time out for some weather here, and the weather is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Have you tried one of their giant homemade cinnamon rolls lately? Well, the weather is partly cloudy today with a high of 45, and that means the snow is going to melt today. Rain showers tonight with a low of 39, and rain and snow showers tomorrow with a high of 43, and then on Thursday a mix of sun and clouds. Right now we are at 24 degrees here in the Tulip City, and we're here with the superintendent of schools.
Have you had a cinnamon roll?
I didn't have one this morning. No, they didn't bring me in.
I didn't have one either. I think we're going to have to see if we can't have one next month when we're together.
I think you need a large cup of coffee with those.
There you go. And then, right. And then a large walk afterwards.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, as you Bill 21 construction winds down and you tackle ways to enhance and improve programs and services inside the buildings, which areas are you addressing?
Well, that's a great question. It's been 4 years of construction. The board approved last night the final stays of construction bids. It will be for the A wing. Each of the wings at the high school have a letter, and they don't necessarily represent anything specifically. It's just through the construction process that's kind of held forward. But it will be the final stage of construction at Holland High, where the old cafeteria on the corner of 24th and Van Ralty currently is. It's kind of a half circle there. That will demolition will begin there starting after tulip time, and that will become the new administrative offices for central office. So that construction will begin and hopefully be completed sometime this fall. And then the central administration throughout the course of the next school year, 14-15, will be vacating Washington Elementary School. And so that's the final phase of construction. And I just want to say that Owen Ames and Kimball, or OAK, GDK Construction, they've just done a fabulous job on the construction at Holland High. Lakewood Construction was part of our entity as well. All of our site superintendents, they've just done a fantastic job. So now that our construction is winding down, our focus now is beginning to work on that learning that takes place, and that's always right. A constant process. And as part of that, the Board of Education right now is updating our strategic plan. The last time we did our strategic plan was in 2010, and a big focus of that was related to facility, related to technology, and related to the overall financial operations of the district. Those still will retain a high presence in our strategic plan moving forward, but the focus will shift to maintenance of and ensuring that the buildings that we designed are obtaining the energy efficiencies that we needed to obtain as we look at our geothermal, as we look at the new lighting and heating and cooling systems, everything that we put in, making sure that we're still being able to maximize those resources well, obviously the technology infrastructure and those kind of pieces. There's a greater and much more specific emphasis in our strategic plan moving forward on the academic side of pieces. Especially as we've implemented the Common Core curriculum. The state has yet to decide what the new assessment piece is going to look like, but we anticipate a decision being made within the next few months on that. So a much greater emphasis on accountability to student learning. We're excited that the graduation rate for the district continues to increase and improve. The graduation rate at Holland High School has been increasing over time for all students and all different categories of students and learners. In the past 6 years, we've gone from 68% graduation rate to a 93% graduation rate at Holland High.
Pretty good.
Since I've been superintendent. And that's been the result of a lot of work of administrators, professional teaching staff working, our support staff, everyone working together, and certainly our community partners. Also, the assistance of developing new programs like New Tech and VR Tech have really assisted, too, and providing different pathways for students to achieve their requirements for graduation. And we're really excited about the new partnerships being forward with Destination Education, who are working to develop additional ways to not only support students in their learning, but to support parents in understanding what the requirements are to learn. A big piece that's going to be launched this fall, we've talked about on the air before, is the early college model and the Connections program, and the Holland Board of Education received an update on that this month as well. And that early college is going to incorporate many principles to be able to assist students to achieve an associate's degree before they graduate from high school or as they graduate from high school. That's a great collaboration with Holland Christian and with Black River, West Ottawa, Zeeland, Saugatuck, and Hamilton. So we're really excited about that, and there'll be more details coming forward. So, and then the other piece that relative to our strategic plan is going to really be faced emphasis on equity. What does it mean to ensure that all individuals, regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of what country they're from, what language they speak, what religion they practice, what their monthly income looks like, ensuring that everyone has equitable access to the programming that we provide, and to remove any barriers that might be in play from an institutional standpoint that may be prohibiting in some way, shape, or form each unique individual's success. The Holland Board has really worked on some new belief statements in terms of we really believe in the worth of every individual and respect their unique backgrounds, interests, potential, learning styles. It's one thing to believe something. It's a very different thing to act upon that,
right,
and then to hold individuals accountable to that. To believe that our students, parents, staff, and community members have unique skills and perspectives. We are strengthened when we include and value these gifts from everyone. We believe in the growing relationships through conversation, feedback, and listening to learn, and learn about these uniquenesses that contribute to who we are. What is that thread that makes us who we are in terms of a learning community in Holland Public Schools? We believe in the good stewardship, caring, and character of our students. We believe in partnering with home and community to prepare our students to be successful contributors to society, wherever their choices in work, career, or post-secondary education may lead them. We've had a lot of talk recently about post-secondary and every student needing to go on to post-secondary, and I think people have automatically assumed that that means college and that means a four-year university. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about some level of training or experience beyond high school, but it doesn't have to be a four-year university. And we believe in providing a variety of learning opportunities that enable every student to discover their life, passion, and purpose. In doing that, we need to get a better understanding of who we are today and where we are and what makes us unique. And we're working with Michigan State University right now on an equity audit, an assessment of the district. We parents right now have the opportunity to complete a parent survey to talk about equity and how they see their students participate in our program. We're doing a student survey. We're doing staff surveys. We're doing focus groups where teachers are coming in and talking with individuals, where students are talking with individuals, where parents are able to talk with individuals about their experiences in Holland Public Schools and how can we learn from them and how do we better enhance the educational opportunities that we're providing. So the Board of Education will be receiving an executive summary of that in June, and that will contribute to the culture component of our strategic plan and really define who we are, where we need to be. There's an African proverb that states, start where you are, but don't stay there. And I think as a community, as the Holland community has changed and continues to change, we have to be mindful and respectful of that and be able to identify how do we build upon the strength and the assets that everyone brings to the community and who we are, and how can we leverage all those resources and uniqueness and make us an even better community as we move forward. So that's going to have a much greater emphasis in our strategic plan as we move forward, and there's a lot of accountability built within that, too, across the board as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, as superintendent, you must juggle all that goes along with your many projects and programs. What is the one thing that most excites you today?
The one thing that most excites me today, okay, I'll give a serious one and a not-so-serious
okay.
one. The not-so-serious one is the one thing that most excites me is I don't have to get up at 4 in the morning to look at the weather to see if we're going
yes.
to have school or not. Knock on wood, we don't have any more days like that this year. I think the... That aside, the thing that most excites me is the commitment and dedication that the staff at Holland Public Schools has. I see administrators at the building level working like they never have before around equity and accountability and supporting and really serving in the role of instructional coaches to help teachers become better in the classroom, and to assist them in ensuring that all of our students are achieving and moving forward. It's the job of a principal today is significantly different than what it was 5 years ago or even 10 years ago when I was a building administrator. And I really value their leadership and the work that they're doing. In a similar parallel to that, the work of our professional teaching staff. The role of a teacher has changed significantly in the past 5 to 10 years. The requirements of teachers and what they do, not just from a learning standpoint, but how there are many additional things that have become almost the requirements of schools to ensure that families are supported and kids are supported in their learning. It's much more than reading, writing, and arithmetic. There's a whole host of other things that go into that. And what I see is a group of professionals coming together, our support staff as well, really rolling up our sleeves and saying, okay, we can't keep doing the things the same way we always have done them. We have to be able to look at learning differently and changing the way in which we provide instruction to our students. At first, there can be some resentment to that. At first, there can be some apprehension or even fear because right. I don't know what I don't know, or I don't know how to do things differently. Right. And we've invested considerable resources the past 2 years to provide the training and support to our staff. We will continue to do so. And the response from them has been very exciting and very empowering. When you can get that level of excitement in your staff, that's going to transcend to our students, and it's going to make us a better organization. So just to sit in on the conversations, to sit on the meetings where they're coming together and having those conversations, to see the new learning taking place in the adults, that's going to impact our students, and that's what's most exciting right now.
And have them looking forward to coming to work every day, and have the students looking forward to coming to school every day.
Absolutely. You know, really building relevance into what we do. It's kind of funny that we had so many snow days this year because it got to the point where people said, okay, enough already. And that's exciting. And to see the ways in which they're incorporating technology, we have a meeting this week with our consultants on that, just really changing the way in which learning is taking shape, and it's exciting to see happen.
Ryan, we're out of time for today. I want to thank you very much for being our guest here once again and putting yourself on the line for the Holland school system.
It's my pleasure. The staff at Holland Public are my family. The students I view as my children. And it's a great community that we have, and we appreciate everyone's support.